Good morning. We're continuing Chayodim Hilchos Shabbos, the Klal Aleph, Siman Daled, and we were talking about the idea of separating the challah portion. So when a person makes a dough of a certain size, the Torah gave a mitzvah that they have to take off a certain amount, and the mitzvah of the Torah is to give it to a kohen. Nowadays, we do not give it to a kohen, because to be able to give it to a kohen, we have to know for sure that the person is a kohen. Which means that we have a very clear line of lineage all the way back to Aaron HaKohen, which some Kohanim have. Others are less clear about that. And number two, it only applies if the dough is halachically tor, not halachically tame. If the dough is halachically has the tuma on it and has the ritual, spiritual impurity of tuma, the Kohanim is not allowed to eat it. And what you do is you burn it. So since we're applying the burner, because nowadays we all have this concept of tumah, we don't have all the processes of how to remove tumah. So the dough is going to be burnt anyway, so we take a smaller amount than the halacha requires when you're giving it to the kohen. So the mitzvah of Rosh Hashanah is specifically appropriate to do on Erev Shabbos. So we know that we take to make a dough, you mix together your grain, this fine particles together with water, and it becomes a mixture. And then you mold that mixture, you shape it, and then you bake something special out of it. Kadosh Baruch Hu did almost the exact same thing when he made Adam Rishon. The Torah describes that the offerman Adam, he took this mud, which is a combination of water and dirt, shaped it into the shape of an Adam, and put a neshama in it. It's very similar to the process of making a dough. So Chazal say a beautiful type of language, and they describe that Adam Rishon, the first man, was like the Hafrosh HaSkala. He was totally devoted to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was at a high spiritual level. He had a holiness to him. He was designated to be connected to Hashem. He is the Hafrosh HaSkala. He is the Chala of the world. Now we know that a man was created on Erev Shabbos, on the sixth day of creation. And the Gemara Sanhedrin clarifies that not only was he created then, but that he sinned, the sin of the eating from the Eitz Hadas, from the tree of knowledge, took place also the same day that he was created. The Psukim of the Torah describe the role that the woman has in that process. And therefore, this Kabbalistic idea, this esoteric idea of she in some way damaged and destroyed the Chala of the world. Adam Rishon was the challah. He was the first part of the dough, the best dough, as it were. He was designated to be connected to Hashem, and that was severed, and because of that, eventually he died. The woman was involved in that process, and therefore, she's going to give reparation. She's going to create some type of a tikkun, some type of an atonement, some type of a correction in her neshama, by taking off challah, generating the kedusha of challah, to replace the challah that of Adam Rishon, which she damaged. So that is the first reason that the Chayyim gives. Mavala tam kadesh titel ha'isha challah shemer shabbos nivra Adam Rishon shahaya chalosa shel Adam. There's one reason. This is like somewhat of an esoteric idea, to be mafresh challah, to compensate, to separate the challah, to compensate for the destruction of Adam, of the first man, who was like the challah. And he was damaged through the vehicle of a woman. But he says there's a second reason. So we already, according to our calculation, is actually a third reason. We have Kavod Shabbos. We have the idea of separating challah. And according to this idea of separating challah, you would have to have a large amount of dough. A person just making one or two loaves, there is no mitzvah of Rosh Hashanah, and this concept wouldn't apply. But he says besides that reason, there's another reason, which we'll clarify by Bessel Hashem in the next year. About what types of bread should one use, and we'll clarify that more best Hashem in the upcoming shir. Meanwhile, have a good day.